VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. A driver deliberately rammed a pickup truck into a crowd of New Year's revelers on the U.S. city of New Orleans' famous Bourbon Street, killing at least 15 people and injuring at least 30 others. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
Federal authorities are calling the early morning New Year's Day attack in New Orleans an act of terrorism. The FBI has identified the suspect as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. citizen and Army veteran from Texas. He had attached an Islamic State flag to the trailer hitch of the rented pickup truck. He drove around barriers, onto the sidewalk, and into the crowd. The man then began firing at police with a rifle, wounding two officers before he was shot dead. Authorities say two bombs were found in the city's French Quarter, and other apparent explosive devices were found in the truck. Jabbar is not believed to have acted alone, according to the FBI, which says authorities are searching for other suspects. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
One person died and seven more people were injured after a Tesla Cybertruck caught fire and exploded outside the lobby of Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Officials say that the person who died was inside the vehicle New Year's Day in the hotel's valet area. In a post on the social media platform X, Trump Organization Executive Vice President Eric Trump praised the fire department and local law enforcement for their swift response. The 64-story hotel is just off the famed Las Vegas Strip. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk said on X that the explosion was caused by very large fireworks and/or a bomb and is unrelated to the vehicle.